March 4, 1904. The soul must live up high. One who lives up high cannot be harmed. As I was very afflicted and in suffering because of the loss of my good Jesus, I saw him for just a little, and he told me, "My daughter, your soul must try to maintain the flight of an eagle, that is, to dwell up high, above all the low things of this earth, and so high that no enemy may harm it." In fact, one who lives up high can harm the enemies, but cannot be harmed. And she must not only live up high, but must try to have purity and sharpness of eye, similar to those of an eagle. Though living up high, through the sharpness of her sight, she penetrates the divine things, not in passing, but by chewing them to the point of making of them her favorite food, despising any other thing. And she also penetrates the necessities of her neighbor, nor is she afraid to descend into their midst and do good to them. And if needed, she lays down her life. Through the purity of her sight, she makes the love of God and the love of neighbor from 2 to 1, rectifying everything for God. So must the soul be if she wants to please me.